Welcome to Gimme Five, the series where you're short on time and I've got just 5 minutes to teach you something awesome. No fluff, no filler, just fast, fun facts to power your day. Ready? Let's go.
My name is Andrea Tannehill, and I am one of the regional educators with Interior Health's new graduate nurse transition program. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about some interview tips to help you to be successful when interviewing for a position. At this point with Interior Health, our newly graduated nurses don't need to do a formal interview to get a position initially. They have what is called a career conversation, which involves them telling one of our recruitment specialists about where they have done clinical rotations in school, what qualifications they have, and where they would like to work upon graduation. But if you want a spot in a specialty or in a higher level position, like being a PCC, a unit educator, or a clinical mentor, then being able to showcase yourself well during an interview is really important. I spent several years as a unit manager, so I've interviewed many people. I'd like to share some foundational information with you first. Many new nurses don't know that companies use a marked interview question tool during their interviews. This involves using a set of interview questions that have scores or marks attached to them. Every answer that you provide is then given a mark or a score by the interviewers. The position is offered to the person with the highest score on the interview question tool. In interviews, seniority does need to be considered. I won't go into detail here because collective agreement language can and often changes. So it's important for you to know that this is a consideration, but also important for you to know that you can get a position over a person with more seniority than you if you do really well answering questions during your interview. So with that said, let's talk about some tips to help you to be the best you can be during an interview. Tip number one. Always give specific examples linked to the question that you are asked. Unit leaders don't want to hear about hypothetical situations or hypothetical reactions from you. They want to hear about what you have actually done. So, for example, if you get asked a question about how you handle conflict at work, if you have not had any conflict with someone at work in your nursing practice, but you did have a situation of conflict when you were working as a lifeguard or as a server at a restaurant, then use that specific real-life example when answering that question. Tip number two, get comfortable telling people about what makes you a great choice for the position. Sometimes people struggle with being able to say what they do well, but as a unit leader, we want to know what you will add positively to our team. Practice listing your top five strengths that relate to the role that you are applying for. Being able to link your strengths with the new position helps to show the interview committee that you're a great fit for the position. Tip number three, do some research about the role you're applying for. Are you wanting to work in a specialty? Do a shadow shift there. Meet with the unit educator or the specialty's regional educator to find out more about the practice area. If the position you are applying for is the unit PCC, educator, or mentor, then spend some time with someone in one of those positions. Let them know that you're interested in what they do and that you want to learn more about doing that work. Tip number four, when talking about weaknesses, make sure to talk about how you are growing in that area. Interviews often have at least one question that asks us to identify our weaknesses or areas for development. This should not be seen as a problem. Everyone has weaknesses or areas for development that they are working on. If you get asked a question about that, then please make sure to include some details about your plan to grow and develop in that area. Tip number five, don't talk badly about previous leaders. If you struggled with a previous manager or leader, don't talk badly about them in an interview. Instead, talk about what you learned in that position and then leverage that learning to talk about the qualities that you've developed that you're going to bring into this new position to make it a positive one. And lastly, tip number six, Ask questions. The interview committee will want to see your interest in the unit or the specialty or the position. They want to see that you have been thinking about the role and that you desire to grow in this way. Questions like, can you describe the culture on the unit? Or what are the biggest challenges to the team right now? Or can you describe how you provide feedback to people on your team, show that you're interested in the new team and how they work together and how you'll fit with the team? I hope these tips will help you as you prepare for upcoming interviews and that they can assist you to get the position that you have been dreaming of. Good luck to you in your future.